Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed, right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host, and we're back on TV. Well, not everywhere, but in northern Alabama on Channel 29, WMJN, Bob Enyart Live, the televised classics, are actually back on TV. So if you live in the areas of Trinity, Decatur, or Athens, Alabama, please feel free to tune in Sunday nights, 7:30, right there on WMJN TV 29. And for those in the Denver area, have you noticed for the past month or so, 5 weeks, there's been a billboard up on Federal Boulevard. Federal Boulevard heading north at 67th Street. And the billboard is, boy, it's a bold billboard, one of the boldest I've ever seen. And it says in big letters, "You're wrong." That's funny, isn't it? "You're wrong. I'm right. Bob Enyart Live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. And it says AM 670. Of course, we're on KLTT in Denver and on the internet, KGOV.com. And it's got my mug on there. It's a somewhat of an antagonistic style of advertising. "You're wrong. I'm right." Tune in. It's so exciting, everything that's happening with the show. We have Jason Schroyer here in studio. He's a director of Colorado Right to Life. Jason, let's talk about what happened yesterday.
It went so well. We had the Supreme Court chambers at the Capitol building downtown Denver.
Colorado Right to Life marked the 40th anniversary of the first law allowing children to be killed in the womb.
It was standing room only. There were people in the hallway outside of the chamber.
It was a packed house. Yeah. You guys had wired sound outside the room.
Yeah, because we were anticipating overflow, which we did get. And we had maybe 250 to 300 people there during the presentation. It was just wonderful. And you did a wonderful job with your focus on the strategy, too.
Well, thank you. It was rather, the whole event was extraordinary. Yeah. The tragedy was, it's now the next day, and they're still killing kids at Planned Parenthood at 20th and Vine in Denver
and around the country. I went to the abortion clinic today, and we were sidewalk counseling out there. I took the truth truck, the Colorado Right to Life truth truck, and there was a car pulling in today, and Joe Scott, who is down there 5 days a week, walked right up to the car, and while she was talking to the person in the car, I was trying to get the security guard to not make the car move. And just in the meekest, mildest voice I could muster, I said, "Can't you have mercy on one child today?" He just stood there for a couple seconds, used the most vulgar word in the English language, and then said, "Them." And so then he started yelling at the car.
In other words, talking about the woman and the child in her womb.
Yeah.
And that's what this
paid security guard for Planned Parenthood
paid
said.
Staffer.
We had a wonderful event yesterday,
and
yet, you know, we continue to fight the battle. But the great thing about yesterday was that we were inspired. The people, the leaders that were there were inspiring. Alan Keyes, of course, we had an opportunity to listen to Judy Brown.
Alan Keyes was extraordinary. Yeah. And thanks to KLTT downtown, they live streamed the event during my showtime. So at 3 o'clock, we had the announcement that we're going to join In Progress, Colorado Right to Life's event, 40 Years in the Wilderness, and they took the live stream out of the Capitol, and that aired. So the audience heard yesterday, those who tuned in, Alan Keyes, and he was dynamic.
That's fantastic that they were able to hear that. And, of course, at Colorado Right to Life, we're going to be putting up audio and video clips on our website, coloradorighttolife.org. As soon as I can do that. But I'm a little delayed since I'm doing the show with you today.
Yeah, that's right.
But in the coming weeks, we're also going to make a two-hour DVD available, which will be kind of rough because it was about a three-hour event.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how we're going to trim down that to 2 hours. It's going to be great.
To start with, the pastor of one of the real successful churches in Denver, Calvary Chapel, South Denver, Gino Geraci, prayed. And so he kicked off the event.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had three founders who were fighting abortion 40 years ago, in fact, in that very room. And they are the three founding board members of Colorado Right to Life. And here they are. Mary Rita Erbisch said that when she heard them in committee planning to introduce this law that you can kill an unborn child, she said she was incensed. And to be incensed means to be set on fire. And she said, here we are 40 years later, and I am still on fire and still fighting.
Absolutely. And it was so great. They were fighting abortions before I was even born. And that says so much about them and their character that they are continuing the fight even 40 years later.
So then it was really an honor to be able to kick off the speakers portion with Focus on the Strategy 2. What an opportunity.
And you have worked so hard for so many weeks on that and tweaking this. And you shrugged your shoulders, and people on the radio can't see that. But you have worked hard, and you should be acknowledged as working hard. Well, and so finally, you might have been able to sleep last night. I don't know. But you've been working so hard on this, and you know, it's been so rewarding to listen to that and to see the reaction of people as they intake this information.
Yeah, it was rather dramatic because I'd say most of the people there had no idea what they were in for.
Mm-hmm. And they responded well.
Extremely well. The reception, I can't tell you how many people. You know, I think there were at least Ed Hanks, and I remember we went there, we counted all the seats in the room. There were probably over 300 people there, I think. And the number of people who came up to say that they were shocked, they were stunned by the information, that they saw things that they thought were succeeding in fighting abortion, and the truth, the reality of how devastating the impact of the pro-life movement itself has been on our culture of life, how so much of what we have done has backfired.
And you mentioned in your presentation that the pro-lifers, you know, they're going about their 8-to-5 jobs. They have other things going on. And so they rely on their pro-life leaders to tell them, should we be excited about this? Should we not? What should we do? And so at Colorado Right to Life, we want to have an accurate view of what is going on. The partial birth abortion ban, which you've talked about extensively, should Christians be excited about that? Should they be nauseated about that? And I know that you're working on a project right now dealing with that very issue.
Yeah, that's right. And we quote it from that ban, and people were able to see the quotes up on the screen in front of the room. And the quotes are horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting to me, that because we were in the Capitol, some lawmakers spoke and some different media people, and somebody said something positive about the partial birth abortion ban being passed. That wasn't part of the program, but they said it. And maybe a third of the group applauded. Well, up in front, the speaker's table, where there's Ambassador Alan Keyes, Judy Brown, Flip Benham, Brian Rohrbaugh, Jason Troyer, and Pastor Gino Geraci, and others, a large number of people in the front, not a single person applauded.
Mm-hmm.
And that had to be a first in my experience in all these years in the pro-life movement, where the leaders understand when things that are evil should not be applauded, even though they're done by the pro-life movement. This ruling is evil.
Absolutely. And even most of the time, there's polite applause. There's a, you know, just a little, oh, yeah, yeah, okay. And there was nothing from up on the dais, and that was a wonderful response, the no response. And at Colorado Right to Life, we don't approve or have foreknowledge of what the speaker is going to say.
Right.
And so we didn't know what that person was specifically going to say, but we also didn't know what Alan Keyes was going to say. And about two sentences into his presentation, he started talking about the partial birth abortion ban. And I think it was about two more sentences in, I was standing in the back, and I leaned over and said to a friend of mine, he's got it right. He's on our side.
He's got it right. He said, you know what I did? All my associates around the country were cheering the ruling. And he said, so what I did was do my homework, and I read the ruling, and the ruling is horrendously evil. I'm paraphrasing, but he went on and on how wicked this ruling was. Let's take a call from Longmont, Colorado, from someone who was apparently at the event. Bill, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob. Yes, I was. I was there yesterday. And as a matter of fact, I brought a friend of mine, Jeff, he's been in this fight. He is the director of three different pregnancy centers.
Oh, wow. Praise the Lord.
But what was interesting is I'm sitting next to Jeff, and, you know, he seems pretty sober, more so than usual. And particularly during your segment with the focus on the strategy too, and at the end he leaned over and just said, "That's pretty sobering."
Yeah, you know, that reminds me of a quote that Jason Troyer mentioned before the show about the splash of cold water.
Yeah, when you were down at Focus on the Family talking about Focus on the Strategy,
right?
You're talking to Tom Minnery, and he said, it's like a splashing cold water on my face.
Right.
Because no one knows this, and it's sad. And I feel it's my responsibility as a leader now in the organization in Colorado Right to Life, it's my responsibility to communicate that accurately to the people who are part of my organization.
Well, Judy Brown, who spoke, who is extraordinary, she's a stalwart of the pro-life movement, and she said that she would like to get these in quantity to begin to distribute to pro-life leaders around the country. She said that pro-life leaders have to see this. We have to wake up to the truth of how our actions have backfired, and they are further entrenching abortion, and more kids are being killed because of us.
Not just pro-life leaders, but church leaders, pastors.
Church leaders. Good point.
You know, I want to get this DVD when as soon as it's available and send it to as many people as I can. I mean, Alan Keyes was wonderful.
He was extraordinary, wasn't he?
And then
we had the event last night at Maggiano's, and what there were 100 people there. It was $100 a plate fundraiser for Colorado Right to Life. And let me tell you what that event was. That event was, it started at 6. 10 o'clock, it was still packed. It was 4 hours of Christian fellowship talking about the Lord, the Bible, how to fight against the killing of unborn children. And quite often, the celebrities sit all together by themselves. No. Judy Brown mingled with the pro-life Christians in Denver. So did Alan Keyes. Alan Keyes spoke to everybody for 4 hours. And so did Flip Benham
and
Brian Rohrbaugh and Rich Petrone.
And so gracious. They were taking pictures with people. And, of course, the subjects veered away from abortion just to other things and how we fight certain battles. And people just were so edified through that dinner and, of course, nourished because Maggiano's just has wonderful food.
Right. Gino Geraci prayed especially for the Italian food, which was funny. But so, Bill, I appreciate the encouragement, and I think your take is the average take. Now, I do know some people were not happy with the event. Some people were angry by the presentation. And you know what I'm going to do? I actually just thought of this. The audience of Bob and Yart Live has not heard Focus on the Strategy 2, but it's a video presentation. But I'm going to go through that presentation next week, recognizing that the audience won't be able to see it, but I'll go through and they'll hear the arguments. And the arguments are devastating in how sobering they are. And, Bill, what's exciting to me is, what was your friend's name, Jeff?
Jeff.
That he went sort of like a clean slate. He didn't know what he was going to see.
Yep.
And in my experience, the average person there who was just a typical pro-lifer who believes the headlines, they were stunned, they were devastated, but they were thankful to be told the truth.
Yep. So. And Jeff, he is somewhat educated because on the way down, I said, well, what do you think about the new band? Just to, you know, get his feel on it. He says, well, you know, they can kill him a bunch of other ways.
Absolutely. He had the perfect
response
to that.
So he knew that much, and that was good. That's more than a lot of, more than some millions of Christians know.
Yep.
So, all right, Bill.
Hey, but it was great, and I can't wait for the video to be out. And
okay, do we need to call you or email you when the DVD is ready?
Sure.
Okay, I'll put you on hold, and our call screener will get your information. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So, Jason, I'm glad Bill called in. That's an example that the audience could hear of the excitement of the event, and sobering is true.
Yeah.
At one point, when in the Focus on the Strategy presentation, I was showing how these laws that regulate child killing are backfiring, and then you could kill the baby kinds of laws. Mm-hmm. Because when Roe v. Wade is overturned, then these laws will keep abortion legal 100 different ways. And so Americans United for Life, they're the oldest national legal pro-life organization, and they advocate all these laws. So I walked over and interrupted the presentation to talk with one of the founding directors of Colorado Right to Life, John Archibald. He stood up, and I gave him my microphone.
Now, he was not only one of the founding members of Colorado Right to Life, he was one of the founding board members of National Right to Life, and he was one of the founding members of the organization you were just speaking of.
AUL, yeah. Americans United for Life, the legal pro-life arm of the movement.
So he helped start all three.
Right, and he's a lawyer, and he is committed to honoring God and saving lives. So he stood up, and I asked him if these things were true, and he answered, and this will be on the DVD.
Yeah.
You will see him and hear him and his answer. Not only are they true, but he said, Bob, I was a founding board member of these organizations, and when they decided to go in this direction and actually advocate laws that would legalize killing innocent children, as they thought that would help us win a victory, he said, not only was that wrong, he said, but strategically it was wrong. It was foolish. And here we are 40 years later with a nightmare, a web of laws, pro-life laws that will keep abortion legal even after Roe v. Wade is overturned.
Mm-hmm.
Why have our pro-life leaders not talked through that, presented it, and explained what their strategy is for after Roe falls? Why? They haven't even addressed it. It's as though they pretend there's no possible downside to compromising on Do Not Murder. They pretend that there's no possible downside. But, of course, there is. So it was quite a 40-year anniversary and quite different than most pro-life events.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and so Alan Keyes, as he spoke, I was thrilled that he reinforced the fundamental truth that you must obey God first. You obey God. And if you ignore God, then everything you're doing is a lie and it's broken if you ignore God. And when the government ignores God, it's all broken.
Yeah. And it's hard for me to even remember the specifics of what he talked about, because I was helping set up and run the event and was doing other things. So after I get done with the show here today, I'm going to go home and start going through the tapes and watching it again. And that's what's going to be so wonderful about the DVD, is because you can't absorb all of that in just one take.
No.
And certainly with your presentation, with the graphics, with the audio, you want to say, did he really say that? I have to listen to that again. Is that really the – and the wonderful thing about your presentation is that it's documented, and you can say, okay, this is done by this – this study was done by this group, and this is what percentages are, and is that really a benefit to the pro-life community passing all these laws? And it's so ridiculous on its face, because when Christians were fighting slavery, they didn't say – let's have a 24-hour waiting period before you can buy a slave. Let's have you do some counseling in town and then come back the next day before you can buy a slave. Because that would be ridiculous. It would slow down the slavery industry.
But you know what? I think there was some efforts along those lines of incremental attacking of the slavery nightmare.
There was some incrementalism.
Yeah, that's true. But when you do things that dishonor God, and you think that it's a good idea, it's a bad idea. One of the things we pointed out was, if you look at abortion's milestones by political party, do you remember that part?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you know, we're used to looking at the liberals, and it's real easy for us to see what they do wrong, but we tend to ignore what we do wrong. And so we looked at the milestones of abortion by political party, Republican versus Democrat. And it turns out that the first time a pro-abortion law was signed in America, it was signed by a Republican governor of Colorado, John Love, back in 1967. The justice who wrote Roe v. Wade, you remember his name?
Blackmun.
Harry Blackmun. He was a Republican justice. And Roe v. Wade, that decision, so a Republican wrote Roe v. Wade, and that decision passed 7-2. And of the seven justices who voted for Roe v. Wade, five of them were Republican justices, five.
Yeah.
The current Supreme Court is seven of the nine are Republican justices. And the current Supreme Court, the number of justices who defend the personhood of the child, that the child has a right to life, the number is zero, none. And you are not pro-life if you do not defend the right to life of the unborn child. And our justices, Thomas, Alito, Scalia, Roberts, they do not affirm the personhood of the child or that the child has a right to life. They don't. And if anyone tells you they do, then just go read this ruling from last week. Just read the ruling.
Yeah, it's a tragedy, and it's our pro-life leaders that have said this is the strategy we want you to follow to elect certain people, and then those certain people will do what we want. But on its face, it doesn't work. And Alito is not pro-life, no matter what radio talk show hosts say. You can just look at the fact.
Yeah.
He, as a judge, he said, I'm going to keep legal partial birth abortion. It's horrendous.
That's right. And then he voted to ban it because he's just following the process, mm-hmm. not because the child has a right to life. In fact, Judy Brown was horrified reading the ruling. Mm-hmm. Like Alan Keyes, she actually read the ruling. Right, I believe most of our pro-life leaders have not read the ruling, and they will not read it. That's what I believe.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, Judy Brown read the ruling, and she said, I was stunned because superficially, these five justices who voted for it, they're Catholics. They're supposed to be pro-lifes, you know, superficially. She said, when I read that these justices said, well, if you want to do a partial birth abortion, and you want to take the baby out intact, and intact DNA, they call it, well, then they said you could still do it. Just when you're taking the baby out, just inject a poison like digoxin into his heart to kill the baby, and then you could take him out intact. Mm-hmm. So they just, that's part of their ruling. They're saying you can't, it's not like you can't take him out intact. Just kill him first with a poison. That's what Warren Hearn in Boulder, he pioneered that technique 30 years ago.
The Supreme Court was acting like a PR firm. They're saying, this is bad PR. We're going to give you a better way to sell death. That's exactly what they did. It wasn't about the Constitution. It wasn't about morality. It wasn't about anything but making the abortionists look better to the general public.
Right, exactly. And when these five judges who were each nominated by either Ronald Reagan, George Bush, or George W. Bush, when they write this ruling and they say optimistically, they say, well, the abortionist may come up with a different and less shocking method to kill the fetus in the late term. Mm-hmm. So they're not saying it's wrong. They're not saying it's life. It's a child. In fact, they point out they're happy. The ban they struck down a ban that mentioned the child. And Congress law mentions the fetus. And they point that out. And they say they changed the word child to fetus. They like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of our pro-life friends who spoke just for one moment at the event, and I was sad to see he missed the point. He said at least there's something in the ruling exciting. At least they used the word life.
It's a slip of the tongue.
A slip of the tongue. I wrote a note to Judy Brown, who was sitting next to me when he said that. I wrote, a tumor is alive.
Mm-hmm.
And she shrugged and nodded in agreement. That's nothing. They know it's alive.
Yeah.
They know they're killing it. But they're saying you have the right to kill it. And we're only upholding this because it's regulating a medical procedure like regulating dialysis.
And that goes to the pro-life community. They're desperate for a win. They're desperate for hope. And they will misread something intentionally because they're desperate for that hope. And what you can do is you can find hope at the abortion clinic when you save an innocent little baby's lives, when you offer help to a mom. That's hope. Mm. And so I did want to read one email that we received at Colorado Right to Life from a local black pastor. Bravo, what a wonderful program yesterday. I'm honored to work with such an awesome, God-fearing people. Thanks for including me. Leslie Hanks received that email, and she wrote back, thanks for standing with us. We're going to We've got to do work awakening your community.
Amen.
And he wrote back one more time, I'm ready to be a voice crying in the wilderness.
Wow, that's exciting. Hey, Brian Rohrbaugh will be speaking tomorrow night at 6 o'clock up in Evergreen. You know, the Evergreen Lake House, that is such a beautiful building, like a log cabin kind of building. It's right on Evergreen Lake. And he's speaking for the Mountain Area Pregnancy Center. They have their big event tomorrow night, Friday night, 6 o'clock in Evergreen at the Evergreen Lake House right at Evergreen Lake. We take our kids up there to go ice skating. What a beautiful setting. That event will be fabulous because of the setting and because Brian Rohrbaugh is speaking. So if you're able to, even though it's last minute, we're telling you about it, try to make it tomorrow night, Friday night, 6 o'clock in Evergreen at the Evergreen Lake House. And then Bob and Yart Live on KGov.com on the internet. If you miss it live on the radio, Jason Troyer, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.
And next week we'll talk through Focus on the Strategy, the sequel, right here on Bob and Yart Live. May God bless you. And remember, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, and they got a good football coach, assistant coach. Is that you, Jason?
I think so.
All right.